Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. I'm just so grateful.
gratitude.
Dude, that was really funny. Oh, man.
Wake up, Paul.
Let's I'm trying.
See, I'm full of energy only because I'm looking at gym equipment.
I can't believe you're doing that there.
I'm in the gym. I got kicked out of my house. I kicked out. I'm homeless. If anybody has a home, please contact me.
Is that because of like the family thing you had going on, or is that just because you have a teenager? Why are you kicked out of your house?
That is just because I have a teenager who who decides to have teenager takeovers.
Does he tell you
often? No. Oh no.
You guys are the cool house, aren't you?
Apparently.
Yeah, it's the basement. Is it the basement?
It's the basement. That's where they are. The basement creatures, I call them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Karen and I went to, so we saw my cousin who was in town, which was really cool. She contacted us. She's an airline steward. So she, like three times in her 25-year career, she had a pass through Syracuse. And last night was one of them. So we all got a text like 2 days ago saying, hey, I'm going to be in Syracuse for a layover. Meet me in this hotel for happy hour. So, so we kind of cleared our plans and went to see her, because we don't get to see her often. She lives in Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful Colorado.
Is that the one we were talking about the other day when I was talking about Colorado? And
yes. Yeah.
That's funny. Yep. What are the chances of that? That's pretty ironic.
Isn't that crazy? So she was in town. We got to see her, get caught up. It was nice to see Cheryl. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. We don't get to see her often. So I'm gratitude.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm grateful.
I knew you were going to say something about gratitude right there. This week's episode is all about
gratitude. You know,
are we starting? Are we podcasting?
Is this started? Have we started?
Here's the thing. Here's what you just did. You just did you had like something so important. You know. I could see it in your eyes. There's something very important. Not only that, but you do this thing sometimes. You put your hands like up on your hips. Like, I don't know what just happened. You're like,
you know,
like you're an old wise man ready to tell a story about gratitude. Well, back in my day,
let me tell you about gratitude.
Are we, not that it matters of a podcast.
Yeah, I think we're on. I hit record just because sometimes the stuff in the beginning's fun.
I love it. So if
a lot of times Paul and I talk for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour before we actually hit record. And some of the stuff we say could be used in a podcast. So
I think it's great. I think it's great. You're recording. But then I feel bad for you because you do the editing and now you got to sift through all that stuff.
That's good stuff.
But anyhow, yeah. So talking about gratitude and having, being grateful about how great those kids are, how great Nate is and all that. I often think that about my kids because they're just great kids. So I'm super grateful for that. You know, I'll tell you a quick story about Paul Anthony the other day, just being a good kid. So we had a baseball game. So our baseball season's coming to an end now for the school team. Because remember, here we start in February, which is insane. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But so we're at playoff week. So we had a game last week. It was our last game of the season. It was against a team we should have beat. And we didn't beat. We ended up losing by a couple runs. But Paul Anthony's the last batter up. We've got a guy on second. We're down by three, two outs. Paul rips a line drive, like hits a really strong shot.
Nice hit, Paul.
Pitcher catches it. Oh. To end of the game, it was like a crushing loss. Like the kids were, it was a crushing loss. Well, that happens, and Paul gets the last out or whatever. And our second kid that was standing on second yells to Paul, good sportsmanship, Paul. And the way he said it, I'm like, oh no, did Paul do something that was like not, you know, good sportsmanship, which would shock me because that's not how he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was
so
like,
the,
but
the coach is calling him out on this?
No, one of our kids. One of our kids called him out. So, and I'm like, man, like that shocks me that Paul would do anything like that. It's kind of out of character. I said, but, you know, it's competition. It was stiff competition. Maybe he was mad or something. So flash forward, and that kid comes up to me and he goes, coach. Now this kid's like, he plays baseball all the, like he's on tournament teams. He's really, really good. Let me give you an idea. We just ended the season. His batting average was over 600 for a full season, full whatever. We did 16, 17 games, seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So he comes up to me. He's like, coach. Now we preach, in case you don't know me, I preach attitude, energy, good sportsmanship, all those life lessons we talk about on here and the life lessons that we talk about in karate and stuff. That's a lot of my coaching with this team. So like finding the good is a thing. He comes up to me and he goes, coach, in all my years of playing baseball, which he does play a lot, but he's still only a kid. In all my years of playing baseball, that was one of the best things I've ever seen. And I was like, why? What happened, buddy? He's like, when Paul hit that ball back to the pitcher, he walked over to that pitcher and congratulated him and gave him a high five on catching that baseball. He's like,
That's fantastic.
Right. So like my heart melts. And in that moment, you know, I was like, man, I was like, he is such a good kid. And then Paul tells me about some of that conversation that those two had and the irony back to gratitude. This started with me being grateful for my kid. But Paul was telling me, he's like, yeah, when I was talking to Easton, you know, he's like, one of the things I told him was how basically how grateful I am for him because Easton's a catcher and Paul pitches sometimes. And he goes, you know, the catchers don't always get the credit when the pitcher does good. He's like, but a lot of times those balls are like 50-50 and the way Easton frames it, the umpire gives us the strike. So I wanted to make sure he knew that, you know, what he does doesn't go unnoticed. That's exactly what he said.
Wow.
I was like,
what a good kid.
Wow. Okay. We're doing it right here. Like what an awesome, and we, you know that, but like to hear it and kind of be involved in it and be a fly on the wall. Like I'm very fortunate in that aspect that, you know, this is a school team. So these are his school buddies. And this is like, so I'm fortunate that I'm almost like a fly on the wall to his everyday life through coaching the school baseball team. So to hear him be like that, to hear this kid, you know, whatever, we'll say one of the cool kids, you know, Paul is too, popular kids or whatnot. But the point is for the popular kids to have that mindset, everybody should have it. Popular, not popular, blah, blah, blah. But you get the idea. When you're a kid, you're a kid. And when you've got that following as a kid, you're not always the nicest kid. And to see these kids be the way they are, dude, it gives me hope. I'll tell you that.
Well, there's there's so much gratitude with that entire story, not only from your point of view, but from Paul's point of view, from that pitcher's point of view. Paul found the grace in that moment.
Yep.
And expressed it to his competitor. Right. And that is just that you just don't see that, right? That often. Good for Paul, man. Paul, awesome. If you're listening, great job. Great job, kiddo.
I have a couple bullet points of like the importance of gratitude and like what, how it makes you feel and things like that. But that's one of them right there is not only when you show gratitude towards others, not only does it help them feel good. Now we're not doing it for ourselves, but when we talk about self-care and we talk about positive mindset and, you know, that's what we do, right? That's a lot. That's not all we talk about. That's a lot of what we talk about. So even though you're not doing it for yourself, paying it forward and showing that gratitude towards others, not only does it make them feel a specific way, make them feel good, like, wow, I'm noticed, I'm recognized, I'm not just here going through, you know, the gerbil wheel of life, you feel recognized, but you doing or giving the gratitude also benefit from it internally, benefit from it mentally, benefit from it on how it makes you feel. It's one, think about that. Think about how by doing that one deed, how both people are affected in a positive way. Like there's not many things like that in life.
Right.
Where you have so much control over it. You have so much control over how you treat other people and how you, you know, make their day, right? So you could make their day worse, which you know, I've seen plenty of that type of stuff. Of course, you can make their day better. You know, you think about, not to like squirrel around here, but you know, when things like bullying happen as kids, mm-hmm. right? A lot of the bullying, I mean, even as adults at this point, I realize we're all just big kids. Holy cow. But anyhow, so bullying at any age,
right?
You know, we always talk about how the bullies do it because it's their, you know, subconscious basically trying to put themselves up above the other person, right? So when you bully somebody or you're mean to somebody or you're negative to somebody, you get this feeling of I'm better than you, right? So yeah. It gives you, we'll say, a power. Good feeling, as bad as that sounds, but it gives you a good feeling. When you flip that, and instead of bullying or being negative, and you're positive and you show gratitude, now you're able to give another person that good feeling, and you have even a better feeling, a good feeling. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
1,000%.
Talk about power. Holy cow.
Spot on.
Gratitude will erase negativity. I truly believe that. When things are bad or things aren't going well, you can protect yourself from negativity and negative thoughts or negative bullying or whatever's happening by a simple exercise, which is gratitude.
Dude, it's like you're in my notes this morning, and you're not. Like, you can't see any of my notes. But so we just, you know, the next bullet point that I've got for gratitude is it helps us cultivate a positive outlook on life, right? Which is what we talk about. But
yeah,
and then you just went and you did a whole thing about how it helps the positive outlook on life. Dude, keep going. I want to see if you hit all the rest. I love it.
The day we are living right now, the moments we are living right now will never come again. We're never going to see the same sunrise. We're never going to see the same sunset the way we saw it today. Right. Yep. So don't just base your gratitude on, you know, things that you have and things like that. Base your gratitude on your life. Base your gratitude on what you, you know, the fact that you're living, the fact that you're loving, the fact that you're breathing. Be grateful because you are you. That's where I start.
Spot on. I mean, I feel like that would have been a certain, like, that's like the great way to just boom, drop the mic, like podcast over. Even just the way you delivered it, like, this is gratitude in a nutshell. Drop the mic. I absolutely love it. It's one of those things. So we talk a lot of what we talk about. It's really funny that we can do a million podcasts and they all come back to like certain specific core things. And one of the ones that you just mentioned is something that we talk about a lot. And so you have to make a conscious effort to do these things. So, and you have to train your mind. We talked last week about, you know, training ourselves to see the good in a situation. And the more you do it, the more it just becomes completely natural. It's just a part of who you are. You are always seeking the good. You're not even trying anymore. That's how you've trained your body, your brain, your mind to find the good in a situation. You're talking about training yourself and making a conscious effort to be grateful and to show gratitude. excuse me. So like certain things, like taking at least one time a day and showing gratitude in one certain way. It can be like you said, it could be gratitude towards yourself, and it could be gratitude like, hey, I'm really grateful that I'm on this side of the grass today. You know, they say, you know, the only guarantees in life are death and taxes. And if that ain't the truth, right? So to be grateful that you're still here, because nobody knows when it's our time. Like, anything can happen that can end our time here on this earth. So to wake up with an understanding of, oh man, you know what? It's another day. I'll tell you right now, without even trying, my son, our son, not mine and yours, that'd be weird. Shut up, man. It's early. Yeah. Dude, I said our son. All of a sudden you're eyeballing me. I'm not our son. It's mine and Stephanie's son. But anyhow, Matthew, geez, he's seven. So Matthew, our youngest.
It's my boy.
He wakes up every single day so freaking excited for another day. Like, dude, he wakes up like a puppy. You know how puppies are like so excited all the time?
Yeah.
Dude, he wakes up. He's like, yes, I'm up again. Let's go. Like,
I love it.
Dude, with everything in his, like, he's the happiest kid, man. I legit pluck him out of bed. So Matthew, this is sidebar. Matthew, the way he gets ready for school, I wake him up and pull him out. He still sleeps in with Stephanie and I. So whatever. He's our last one. He'll sleep with us till he's like 20. So I pull him up out of bed. I give him a hug, tell him I love him. He holds me tight. And then I dress him for school, standing up while he's there. I then carry him down the stairs, set him down at the, we have a big island. That's where they eat and like the breakfast part of the island. I cover him with a blanket around his legs and give him his cereal every single morning. Like, but my point is like waking him up. That's it. He's like, I'm like, Matthew, it's time to wake up, reaches up, gives me a hug and holds me. Love you. Love you. And like, boom, he's ready to go for the day, like awake, excited.
So the lesson here for the podcast is wake up like Matthew every day. Dude, and why do we lose that? Why do we lose that as adults? Why do we wake up tired, exhausted, not really ready for the day, you know, feeling depressed the second we wake up, feeling anxiety?
Right.
Wake up like Matthew.
Wake up like Matthew. I love it.
I love it.
We should have t-shirts made. Wake up like Matthew.
Wake up like Matthew. Be excited about the day and just be grateful. It's another day. It's a new day. It's a new sunrise. It's a new sunset. And you're never going to get it back. You're never going to get it back. So be grateful. And back into gratitude and some things you can do. You know, a lot of it focuses on a part of the training we talk about or part of the exercise you need to do is write it down. Write down your gratitude. Write down who, you know, maybe someone special has taught you something about unconditional love in your past or present, something to be grateful for. Write down one good thing that's happened to you today. Write down five personality traits that you are most thankful for. There's a list. You can go online and just type gratitude, and there are all sorts of printable lists of things. So if you're struggling on training your brain or training yourself to participate in gratitude, all the tools are right there for you on the internet. You can find so many lists, and that'll get you started. And then eventually you've trained your brain and you've worked on that exercise so much that it becomes more natural for you.
Yeah. And that's all about, that's exactly what it is. It's all about retraining ourselves, wiring ourselves to, you know, we talk about wiring ourselves to see the positive. This goes hand in hand with it. So now you're seeing the positive and now you're taking an action on that positive. And that is showing that gratitude. You know, it could be something as simple as a text message to somebody.
Yes.
You know, if you think about it, even if you're just in the habit of once a day, and it doesn't have to be the same person. You could literally text yourself sometimes and give yourself a little attaboy or pat on the back. But, you know, showing gratitude to somebody every day, even if it's just one person. I had two umpires that recently I was able to get their contact information and I shot them a message to let them know how appreciative I was of them. And this isn't like a put me on a soapbox here. I'm just giving you an example. That's all. Did you just text me? I appreciate you too, man.
I did just text.
That's really funny. Thanks, Tim. Tim just sent me a very heartfelt text message, and he said he appreciates me.
I do.
I'm a little disappointed there's no emojis, but I guess I guess you appreciate
me. I'm old school. I'm first generation texter.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I appreciate you too, man. I do. But so again, not putting ourselves on a soapbox or anything like that, but just giving you examples, I was able to get contact information for those two umpires. And one of them specifically was like super good with the kids. Like this dude, I went over to shake his hand before the game. Usually, you know, pregame, you stand behind the plate with the umpires and the other coach and you go over the field, you go over the rules, you make sure everybody's on the same page. I went over to get that started like we do every single game. And he looks at me, goes, "You're going to have to wait, coach." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Geez, man, we're already 2 minutes late." Right? He's like, "Hey, they're going to have to wait, coach." I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "I got to go talk to the boys first." Mind you, I do have a girl on my team too. She's freaking awesome, dude. But anyways, I gotta go talk to the boys first. I'm like, oh, okay. So I figure he's gonna go over and read the rules and like tell him, make sure there's good sportsmanship. Man, this dude hung out with my team for like 5 minutes and just like literally just chilled with them, like shot
That's
the breeze.
awesome.
Like,
That's great.
You know, what are you guys doing? What colleges do you guys want to go to?
Yeah,
You know, oh, you love the sport. The one kid on my team is legit 6'5". Looks like Aaron Judge. Like, dude is a beast. Oh yeah. He's a beast and he hits bombs too. But anyhow, the kid, and he's got braces, right? So he looks like Aaron Judge with braces. So the guy's harassing him. He's like, did you drive here? You know, he's like, but he's in there with the kids and like making it so much more than just, okay, come play baseball, go home. You know, it was, so I was able to find his contact information and I sent him a message and I said, hey, I just want you to know, I've been doing this a long time and it's not every day you get an umpire who goes above and beyond and really tries to connect with the kids. And I just want you to know, it didn't go unnoticed. Like, that was really, really special. And I appreciate you being the way you are. You know, thanks so much. I kind of assumed I wouldn't get a message back. And he sent me a very, very heartfelt message back saying basically the message that I just sent him is something he will never forget and is appreciated more than I'd ever know. So
I love it.
It was, you know, and then I took that momentum after the next game and I messaged the umpires for that game. And the irony to that one is, now those umpires did a good job too. I did get into a little bit of an argument. I don't do much because I understand how, I mean, you see the climate, like people are nuts, yeah. Dude. It's sixth, seventh, eighth grade. Trust me, I don't go nuts at all. But wait till you hear the rest of the story. I'm like, trust me, I don't go nuts at all. Wait till you hear the rest of the story. And so I do if I think they get something wrong, I have that conversation though, because I want to try to get it right. So you'll go to one umpire and be like, okay, I don't think you saw that right. Let me talk to the other umpire, who then tells me I'm still wrong. But anyways, so all in good baseball stuff, nothing too crazy. But I say that, but the one umpire behind the plate, 2 years ago, I got ejected from a game because I was arguing with an umpire, which was well-deserved, both my ejection and the argument that I had.
I remember this.
As this guy, when I had a question for him. And when that happens, I do my very best to not make a scene because I am very emotional and very passionate. So I do my very best not to be that way. I try to go and talk to the umpire. So something happened. This was years ago, a couple years back. And I wanted to talk to the guy in between innings because I needed to understand the call that he made because it didn't make sense to me. And I'm more or less trying to educate myself and or find out if I'm right. So as I'm heading over to talk to him, he puts his hand up like in my face basically and says, nope, I'm not talking to you. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean you're not talking to me? And I was like, I have a question about
that. You can't put your hand in somebody's face without somebody being offended by that.
About that call. I want to talk to you about that call. And he's like, no, we're not talking about that call. I was like, well, I want to make sure that I am understanding what you called. And the guy said, I told you I'm not talking to you. Stop walking towards me. So at that point, him and I had words. That's when I got kicked out. That was a couple of years ago. And it's really funny too, because obviously I'm like 5'7", right? So I'm not a big dude. This dude's like 6'2". So when him and I had words, I was in that dude's chest. Like, I was like pointing at his belly button. He's like staring down at me. Oh, I got my hat on backwards. It was so funny. But anyways, so that guy's our home plate umpire last game. And the field umpire, I actually have the field umpire's contact information. And as we're starting our game, the kids are talking about, oh no, we got this umpire, the guy behind the plate. Now they don't know. The only one that knows that story is Paul.
They don't know your history.
Right. And Paul doesn't know that's that umpire. So nobody knows that this guy has booted me before, but all the kids are already complaining about this guy. And I'm like, oh no, so guys, don't worry about the umpire, this and that. And they're like, yeah, but did you hear he ejected three people in the last game? So like, this is what this guy does. He doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. That's his MO.
He's not necessarily a great communicator. Right. So I'm like, he did. So the kids are educating me about this umpire and stuff. And
it's my way or ejection.
Oh, absolutely. Now I see it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, that actually kind of makes me feel better about my ejection a couple of years ago. So game goes on, you know, there was some questionable stuff, but it's like I said, I go out, I question it. We move on. Like, whatever. That's how the sport is. And at the end of the game, I was like, you know, now they did a decent job. the guy in the, they did a decent job. Long story short, I still found their contact information. I tried to think of the good things they did because there was a couple, and I pointed it out. I sent it to the one ump, and I said, listen, I don't know your partner's number, so if you could just give him the same accolades. And he messaged me back. He's like, you know, he's like, it's not very often that anybody tells us we did a good job. He's like, so thank you so much for sending me this message. And that was it was my thought behind it almost after the other guy responded so deeply to my message. Like, I mean, it was a deep response. I was like, you know what? These guys are constantly getting harassed, constantly getting yelled at, constantly having little dudes up in their chest, kicking dirt on their feet. We should be doing this more often because there's a reason there's an umpire shortage, and it's because they're always, it doesn't, you think they go into a game like, huh, look at that team over there. I'm going to screw them over. They don't, it's middle school ball. They don't care about any of it. They're just doing their thing. So anyhow, it's, you know, just little things like that, that you have complete control over if you think about it.
For sure. That's it, man. I think we've talked a lot about gratitude this morning. I think we've talked a lot about experiences, and yeah, I think we're both very fortunate the lives we're living, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for a lot. And if you just accept that too, a lot of people, they don't accept gratitude. They like block it. Like, I'm not even going there. I'm a gratitude, right? I got some buddies that are, you know, they're tough firefighters. Right. Gratitude. I'm not writing down. I'm not doing a journal. I'm not.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, man, it would do you good. It would do you good to learn and exercise and train your brain to appreciate and show gratitude towards yourself and towards others and just appreciate, man. Appreciate every moment. Appreciate every breath that you are taking and living. That's it, man. Gratitude is that's it in a nutshell.
I was going to say nutshell. That is in a nutshell. So
in a nutshell.
Going on that, I guess we will conclude this podcast.
We're there.
And we're there. We made it.
And just so you, the fire whistle just went off. I got to run on a carbon dioxide.
Do you? Yeah, okay, so get out of here.
We'll finish this up.
We'll finish it. We're grateful for everybody listening. Tim, I am incredibly grateful for you, as you already know that. And grateful that you're going to go help with this carbon monoxide call. So get the heck out of here. Enjoy your day, brother. And live life like this is the last day here.
Yeah, let's go.